Mr. Rabbi Chiya records Adam Zaymimin as one of the 24 Oveis Nezikim. So that, so listing Adam Zaymimin as a Mazik raises three issues in our sugya. Issue number one is that we have a rule, Kasher Zaman V'loi Kasher Osa, that one of the Chidushim Adam Zaymimin is that if they in fact cause Misa, cause Malkus, and presumably a Chiyav Tashlumen, so then the Edom Zaymimin are not Chayiv to pay. Kasher Zaman V'loi Kasher Osa. So the question is, how could a Zaymimin ever be a Mazik? That's the central issue in our sugya. Question number two is that Rabbi Chiya includes Mazikim that are Kenas. So Adam Zaymimin, L'chayra fit the Kenas bill, because we just said that they're going to be Chayim when they don't cause the Hezek. So that's Kenas. It's a penalty, it's a deterrent, but it's not compensation. It's like Arba Chomish. The only question is that Rabbi Shaya includes Shoimrim. Shoimrim is Odom HaMazik Shaloi B'Yadayim. Edom Zaymimin should also be Odom HaMazik Shaloi B'Yadayim. Right? And Rabbi Shaya should not include it because he doesn't include Kenas. So the Gemara points out that according to Rabbi Shaya, if you hold like Rabbi Akiva, that Edom Zaymimin are Mamin, so we have another Mazik according to Rabbi Akiva. Because Edom Zaymimin can be considered Mamin, that's Rabbi Akiva's din, right? And the Gemara raised that question, whether the inclusion of Edom Zaymimin as Mazikin is dependent on the Knas Mamin Machloikis. Why, how do we know Rabbi Akiva says that Edom Zaymimin are Mamoina, not Kenasa? Because he holds that Edom Zaymimin, Moida B'Kenas, does not apply to Edom Zaymimin. Alright? The third issue which our sugya raises is that Rabbi Chiya says he only includes Ovois that are Amaisa B'Yadayim. No, that are a masa. If they're not a masa b'chlal, so Rabbi Chiya is not including it. So now that means that Edom Zaymimin have to be viewed as a masa. The Gemara says Nechanami, the Torah Achshiva k'masa. All right. So again, so our sugya forces us to understand two aspects of Edom Zaymimin, a possible third. The very fact. How do we get involved in Edom Zaymimin? The very fact that Rabbi Chiya lists Edom Zaymimin as a mazik, so that forces us to have some new insights into the din of Edom Zaymimin that we otherwise would not have had. Right? Now we have to understand, going backwards, you have to understand what is the significance of saying the Torah made into a masa, but just a the magical statement, we need it to be a masa from Chiyah, from into a masa. What's the significance of Kadosh Baruch Hu saying that it is doimel a masa? What's the significance of having a, has to be something substantial? So you'll tell me, so it's chayiv and malkus, good, but what does it mean that it made to a masa? Why is the dibur of Edom Zaymimin upgraded to a masa more than any other dibur? What's the significance of the Torah saying it's kima'asa? Then we have to understand how yitochein that Rabbi Akiva could say Edom Zaymimin is mamoina. L'chayra. Based on our definition of kenas is that you're going to, you pay, that it's not compensation. So how can anybody say that Edom Zoim is not Knas? Right? Even if you'll tell me, I'll make a very strong case. Even if you'll tell me that Edom Zoimimin pay even after they were Mechayiv Momin, and the Beis Din actually collected. But the Chiyuv of the Edom began when they were Meyid. Right? The Chiyuv of the Edom began when the Edom came in and said, Imanu Yisem. So the Chiyuv of the Edom was not contingent on the collection of the money. So even if you'll tell me that just like the Chiyuv of the Edom when it comes to Malkus is not contingent on the victim getting Malkus, the Chiyuv of the Edom is not contingent on the victim getting Misa, it's not contingent on the victim having to pay. So there is no question that Edom Zoim are Chayiv before they caused the Beis Din to pay. So how can anybody say it's a Mamayna? Right? And the third question we have to understand is, how did Reb Chiya include Edom Zoim and Amazik? What happened to the din of Kasher Zaman Veloi Kasher Osa? Right? So, the first answer, now we're going forwards again. So the first sugya, we had basically two camps of Rishonim. Correct? How would you divide the Rishonim up into two camps? Good. Right, and the other one, number 12, yeah. Okay, what are the two, what's the halacha? How are you dividing them up? Rambam, Riva, and Ri all say, Gwen? Why what?
They all say that.
Rambam, Riva, and Ri all say that Kasher Zaman Veloi Kasher also does not apply to Mammon and Ein Zaymeim even after the Beis Din collects. The Ein Zaymeim came in and they say they saw Levi Ram Zvulun's parked car. The Meyid, right? So they want to be Mechayiv Zvulun, the $500 deductible. Right? So now, the Beis Din collects. So, whereas the Ritva says, that's what we were very careful of here, that this is governed by the rule of Kasher Zaman Veloi Kasher Asah, the Rambam, the Riva, the Ri say it is not governed by Kasher Zaman Veloi Kasher Asah. All right. So now we have from Reb Chiya, we now understand very well why Reb Chiya calls him a Mazik. All right. We thought that there's an overarching rule, Kasher Zaman Veloi Kasher Asah. Wrong. For different reasons. The Riva says we're wrong, the Ri says we're wrong, and the Ram says we're wrong. Right? The Ram says we're wrong because Kasher Zaman Veloi Kasher Asah only applies to Misa. Right? Now the Riva and the Ri, so they have different auras. Were they different auras? No? Go ahead, Zev. Correct. So we right away know that there's going to be a machlekes Bali Atosis, right? Because we know that the Bali Atosis disagree as to when there were Oinshim and Adin, Oinshim and Adin or not. Right? So this is another example of machlekes Bali Atosis, whether, when it comes to Hezek, so can we be Machayev Hezek based on Svara? Right? It's going to go all the way back to whether. No? To what? How are you going to walk this back to where? What's the Makor? Makor is going to be? The Viavois Hasugya? Correct. All right? that when it says ki yichre v'chi adam ki yiftach v'chi yichre, right? Why do we need both? If ki yichre shonik ki yichre, ela ein oinshim in adin. So now the Rashba says that's only lagabe bor, because bor is such a machudish digadin. But all other areas we are going to be oinish min adin. On the other end, if you learn it from Dalad Vehei, so then it's going to go across the board. So after we have made a little bit more headway in the sugya, so we're going to come back and bring all this together. The machlokes we showed him as to whether oinchin mamid min adin, right? And why is this a central issue in Bava Kama, Noeli? Because the opening mission is, maybe I don't need four avos. Give me one, two, three, I'll figure out the rest. And that means that we're willing to be, right? So the opening Mishnah screams out, oinchin min adin, when it comes to mamid. So that's what we have to understand. Okay? So now we know there's a machleik is bali atosu, so that machleik is bali atosu plays the van arsuki as well. So the shita quotes Rabbi Shai and Artesu quotes to be that the reason why Eid Zaymim is considered a mazik when it comes to mamon, you would not call him a murderer because an Eid Zaymim is only going to become a chayiv if he doesn't murder. Right? That's not so accurate, just to make it more dramatic. You're not going to call him that he beat somebody up because he's only Eid Zaymim if he didn't beat somebody up. Right? You will call an Eid Zaymim a thief. Why? Because if an Eid Zaymim is chayim, kasher zomam, and they said he run away yisem, and the bezin didn't get a chance to collect, or as Rashi says, the victim didn't get a chance to be teveya. No, I'm thinking incorrectly. The bezin didn't collect yet, so certainly the bezin collected. Sarah. And the Riva, who apparently lines himself up with Ein Oinchin Min Adin, right? And that applies to Mammon. So he says, different route. The din is Kasher Zamam V'loi Kasher Osa. So when it comes to Misa, if the Vazen killed him, that's Mamish, that's a Masa. No subit, the guy's dead. When it comes to Malchus, it's a Misa, the guy's been in terrible pain, he's been lucky. When it comes to collecting money, money is fungible. Money can move backwards and forwards. Money can recollect. You can always fix it up. Efshel l'takeim. So to say Kasher Zamam V'loi Kasher Osa, there's no V'loi Kasher Osa. The svara ain't oinchim in a din, ain't oinchim in a din. The Riva would say that irrespective of whether oinchim mamim in a din or not, over here the rule doesn't apply. Maybe the Kal V'chomer doesn't apply. What does it matter whether we cut or didn't collect? You go back to the base and they take it back. All right? So that's what we're holding. Right? Machlokes as to why we should say that Einim Zayman is a mazik. All right? So there's a yisoy that we've learned that our sugi contributes to Einim Zayman. Gemara says in Marcus. All right, so what do we have to understand? We still have to understand what's the significance we call the Maisa. We have to understand why it should be called Mamoina. Even though the Tesis says that the Einim Zaymim in pay when the money has been extracted, but that doesn't explain why it's Mamoina, because they will pay if the money wasn't extracted. So there will be an Eid Zaymim who's going to pay when nobody's lost anything. Right? So we're now saying that L'chayra, what we're saying is, Reb Chiya is saying the only Eid Zaymim I'm talking about is the Eid Zaymim that actually collected already. Rechi is saying there is an eid zoymeh that's not a mazik. That's where they said imanu yisem before the basin got around to taking the money. And there's an eid zoymeh with a mazik when they took the money already. Right? That's what we're learning, Shad.
Does it have to be so, or is it this gives the right of eid zoymeh to be called a mazik?
Let me ask you. What would you say?
That's why I just said it, because the question is, how could it be mazik if it didn't do anything? If the
Enzo didn't do anything and therefore they're going to be chai, right? Yeah, if they accomplish it then they were not, they're not be chai. But if Benkat or Benkat they be chai, you could still say it's a mazik in both instances. I thought it's supposed to be interlaid with Masa, it's not really going to be Masa, the only thing. So you told me the Masa is only going to get pays, but we were saying that those are automatically, I don't know if that's the Masa. Wait, am I what? The Masa and the Mazdi.
Yeah.
You
have to
have
all or nothing.
Okay.
So if you're
going to
say that there's still
mazik,
even if they didn't
do
the
hazard,
then where's the
mazik?
That's a question.
No, but so that question answers itself. In other words, because if I need the Torah to tell me it's a masa, that means that the Torah is upgrading what would otherwise not be a masa. Right? If the Torah is only addressing when the money was paid, I don't need a pasuk to say, look, Asherasa. And we're saying now it's not entirely correct, but I think it's satisfactory. Right? Because it could say Garmi is different. Good. So now, so Reb Chiya, I don't know if we can, if we'll ever be able to resolve this. Right? Because how are you going to know? How can you test? Right? And Lechaira, if Kasher Asa is the Om, so Kasher Om could be a Tolden. Right? In other words, the question might come up whether Adam Zoymimin that were caught before any money was redistributed, do they pay Me'idis or can they pay Mebeninis? Sorry, that'd be the question. Are they? Is that Adam also an Om or not? You know, so my Natiya would be to go along with Eli and to say, if no one makes a chiluk, so we have no right to make that chiluk. But I'm wondering, Yosef Tosfos says he's a mazik after, because we don't apply kasher osa. Right? So now Tosfos says, no, we are not going to apply kasher osa. We will exact payment. So now, therefore, we're saying, all right, we found an eid zoymeh that's mechayiv mamon, but you have to remember, there's also an eid. We found an eid zoymeh that was already moitzi mamon, but there is an eid zoymeh that wasn't moitzi mamon. There's only mechayiv mamon. This is an eid zoymeh. You could argue that there is no such thing as an eid zoymeh that is not moitzi mamon, because you could argue that once in Beisdin makes the decision that Reuven owes Shimon money, that money's already been transferred because Hefka. You could argue that I don't need, once Bezin Paskins or Reuven owes $1,000, I don't need to get a statement from the bank. I had that money already. It's done. It's transferred already. It's possible. You need to have no rights. It's very speculative. No, Effie?
If he already differentiates between Ghana and
Yeah. Ganav is, but you can't go into Kisa because Ganav is the Shomer that turned down as Ganav.
Oh, so it
can't. Once Rashi says it,
you won't
be able to go any place with that. Okay. So now let's look at the next step. The machlokes between the Ritva and the Balei Tosfos. The Ritva says that we do apply kasher zaman v'loy kasher osa to mamon, correct? So according to Ritva, how does Ritva learn pshat in our sugya? Right? Hodu kush l'duchta, correct? How does Ritva explain Adam Zerman being in the list of mazikim? Gemara says in Bava Kama, we'll learn the Gemara quickly in order to be able to learn the Ritva. It's very important for us to get anyways. Gemara says, Mishurim Bikiva Omru. Right? Rabbi Akiva says that Moida, Edom Zoyma, that are Moida, are potter from paying. My time, Rabbi Akiva, Kasova Kenosahu, U Kenas Eim Meshalem Alpi Atzmo. Right? So far, so good. Omar Rabba, Teda, I'm going to prove to you that Edom Zoyma are Kenas. Sharvei Loi Osu Masa, U Meshalmin. Because they didn't cause, they haven't caused any problem. They pay the moment they come into Beis Din. They say, we saw Shimon, we saw Levi bang up Zvulun's car. And the Beis Din does whatever cross-examination they're going to do. And then the Beis Din says, good, we are satisfied. And the Beis Din paskins, Amad ben Moses lo sabina, Levi, you owe Zvulun, whatever, the deductible. Right? When that happened, so then, Leosu Masa, they haven't transferred the money yet. If Adam come in and say, Imonu wa Yisem, so then, we will be Machayev, Umin Shimon. Leosu Masa, so that's the case, it's got to be Knas. Shimon is, Zvulun's going to walk away, no, Levi. Levi's going to walk away with money. Levi, Farmer doesn't even drive, right? Levi may not have a car. Levi was inappropriately accused. He's going to walk away with $500, right? Give Meiser to the local shul, make a big deal for a Kiddush. So we should know that he was defamed, right? So he walks away with the Reuven and Shimon having to pay him $250 each. But Levi hasn't lost a cent. Omer of Nachman, I'll give you another proof that Rabbi Akiva is right that it's Kenas. Shari Momin Biyad Bailam Mishalman. Levi hasn't paid a cent. And nevertheless, he's getting compensated. Gemara asks, what's bothering all of you? My niyu, the lo yosef mas, I know the rabba. Aren't they repeating themselves? Rabba was a talmud of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was one of the greatest dayanim. Rav Nachman was always referred to as a mer hagron, as a great dayan. And Rabba, I think, was a talmud. So they said the same thing? Eima v'chein Rav Nachman. Could we name Rav Nachman talmud of Rabba? Check it out. So the chayin Amar Rav Nachman, the mamashim the same thing. Okay, good. Amar Rav Yud Amar Rav, Eid Zoymi Mishalim Lefi Chelkoi. Okay, he pays a part. Let's skip down to El Kegoyin De Itzom Minayu De Mishalim Pagod Idei Mishalim Matanya Amar Rava. But Omer Eidu Sheker, he added to you, and they both chayav called committee. We don't believe him. Came in Shehigan Shuvin Chayzer Magen. Ella, but Omer he adnu v'zamnu bebeizin ploini. Keman, the lake of Yekiva, the lake of Yekiva. Ha Omer Eina Mishalem, Af Eina Mishalem Al Piatzvoi. Ella, but Omer he adnu v'zamnu bebeizin ploini v'chuyavnu momen. So that would be a case when they are both chayiv, they both have to pay equal amounts, and it would not be considered to be a moida b'knas because they were moida after the basin already was machayiv. Okay? That's the sugya. Says the Ritva, Teda. Sharei loy osu masim nerogin. Pirush lav mishum deleka beedusan eladibar baalma kaomar v'nerogin midina v'loy mishum kinasa. It's not because you shouldn't think that what Rabba meant when he said loy osu masa, that he meant they only did dibar not a masa. Right? That's clear from the Gemara. That's not what the what Rabbah meant. Ella, what it means is shlei osu masa sheyazik lazeh. It means he didn't do hezek. Right? That's the way, that's the Pashas Nasugi, because of the Kasha, this shackle there later on. Shari, whose movement is Batle Nusan? The Afal Pikain. They have to pay. Vasiv Lakashazam, Lasu Lakasharasa. Vahainu Namidi Rav Nachman. Same thing Rachman said. When we call Mokain, nevertheless. Right? So now it's clear from the Ritva that the Ritva says that when it comes to Mammon, we apply the rule of Kasha and Kasha Rasa. Right? L'chayra, it was clear from the Gemara. Correct? Right? The Gemara says, why is it called a kenas? I'll give you two rayas. Lo yosa masa, mamin biyad bailam, mishalman. Right? Now, how will the Bali of Tosfos learn the sugya? My niyu, lo yosa masa, v'chein Rav Nachman. And they're still chayav. No? So the... How will the Baal Tov Zoh learn the sugya? Tosfos, he says, we call Mokain. The Inyan Apsak, Heicha Sheichiyavu Mokain, V'shileim Koidim Shehuzmu, V'achar Kach Huzmu, Das Rebbein Ramban, Shemishalmin, Mishum Dina De Garmi. Says the Ramban, a new concept in the sugya. What happened? Beisen was Machayim the Yedim. Right? Reuven and Shimon said that Levi crashed into Zvulun's car. Bezin grilled Reuven and Shimon, got through it. Bezin now gives up sack. Levi is chayiv $500 to Zvulun. Good. Next. And Reuven and Shimon say, right, let's get this parsha over with. 250 to 50. Okay? Sorry, I missed something. No. Bezin collected from Levi. So now Zvulun has $500. Zvulun may think that it's entirely appropriate. He does have a smashed up car. He doesn't know who hit it. Zvulun is a tzaddik, right? Two Adam say Levi was the one who crashed into his car in the middle of the night. So Zvulun's good. Levi's the one that has been framed, right? Now, two Adam come in and say, Reuben and Shimon, we know that when this happened, you were doing Tikkun Chatzos by us. You weren't even on the scene of the crime. Right? So, what's the din then? It's, the money's been paid out already. No, so what would we say? According to the Rivon, the Re has to pay. No. But according to the Ritva says, but according to Pashas, the Gemara and Makas, no one's paying. Right? Because the money's been taken already. Ritva Shita. So Ritva says, no, my Rebbe the Ramban said, it's left to pay. For a different reason. Not because you're an Eitzoime. Because of Dina de Garmi. Because you caused somebody else a loss. Just like Donis Adin. If you have a Dayan, and a Dayan messes up badly, and doesn't do what he's supposed to do, and he ends up forcing Levi to pay Zvulun. And then the Dayanim realize they made a terrible mistake. So then the Dayanim now become responsible. Right? Does that mean that they cannot go after Levi? Or does it mean what happens if Levi skipped town now? It's Zvulun. Right? Let's say Zvulun skipped town. Let's say Zvulun took the $500 and invested it. Bang. Done. There's no money left. So he says, no. So then, but Reuben and Shimon, but Levi has been inappropriately targeted. Somebody has to pay Levi. So the Dayanim would pay Levi. Why? Garmi. They caused the hezek. They didn't go into Levi's property. They were Nesnei Yonim. He signed it, settled on the page. Chayim, Levi's a good guy. He wired the money over. Done. What's he going to do? Doesn't he doesn't pay? Is he going to get letters plastered in the in a shul? He's Mesav Ladina. He's stuck. He's Makabel. Zeres HaMelech. And he goes weiter. Good. But the Dayanim took money from Levi should have taken. So it could be they'll go back to Zvulun and they get the money from Zvulun. But Zvulun, if he doesn't have the money, Levi has to be compensated. So the Ridva says, the Ramban says, that the Edim, Zvulun, are going to be Chayav, Mitam, Dina, the Garmi. The Le Garmi does it then. Masha also Osi, Umishalami Beisai, Mishum Dina, the Garmi. Garmi is the strongest form of grama. Grama is when you cause somebody else to do a loss, but you didn't do it by yourself. You didn't be a dayim. Garmi, grama might be. There's several sugyas and nakainas with gromas. The most grama would be is if I went over to your corral and I opened the door of your corral. Now your animals go out and damage Shimon's property. Are you chayiv? Am I chayiv? Who's chayiv over here? So I'm a chayiv b'dini shemayim. Well, I'm b'dini yodom. I was a grama. I caused it, but I didn't do a ma'is b'dan, did my hezek. I won't get nailed by the base. All right? Garmi is a huge sugya. In fact, there's a whole kuntras of the Ramban called Kuntras de Garmi. When the Rav gave us shir at the end of Bav Metzia, so the end of the year, he did straight Kuntras de Garmi. Just learned the Ramban's Kuntras de Garmi. It was fascinating because the Rav did not have the edited version of the Ramban. He didn't use the critical edition. He used the old edition, but he was mechavin to some of the changes in the Kisvei Yad. That's a fascinating lima. So Garmi, if you skip through the whole sugya to get to the Shach, Garmi is going to be a maisi v'yadayim in Bori Azeka. Something happened, and you for sure are causing a loss. So over here, the Ramban says, you walked into the basin, you planned, you plotted, you lied, right? And once you were done, the basin's for sure going to take the money. So that's an issue of Garmi. All right? So Garmi, you are chayim. It is Aval Heicham. And then he says, that means if the money's no longer there. That's Zvulun's blew the money already. He got $500, Atlantic City, it's done. But if Zvulun has the money, then you get the money from Zvulun. Okay, Vim Taima. Okay, so the Ridva now questions the equation between Garmi and Edim. Don't have to go into that right now. And he says, V'ikum Erbisenu Zal. So there are those who say that afilu ki isul mamayna dehorlam loma ein mishalman lavi ki ilu li osu masiklal elishizomamu lasais v'nirali dehorlesa demidinazomu lechai v'kosav elu mishaloy osu masiklal. So he says, doesn't matter to him whether they actually collected or not. When it comes to Edom Zayman, you're chayiv for the plan, for the plot, not because of the actual execution. Kol sheshilim zeh kasher osahu afilu b'mamin shirel gishtalim. The afal gav, the time of rinon, even though we say that it's ein onshin min adin, and if we don't say, we say onshin min adin, nevertheless, loy chilka teira. All right. Now, some of you suggested, Beryl said it's the din of Loi Plug. So I would argue it's not the din of Loi Plug. I would argue that the Ridva is saying you are being punished because of Kasher Zoma, not Kasher Rosa. So the Kasha Zaman happened. The Pshat in Kasha Zaman Le Kasha Rasa, the Pshat is, because there is no drush like that. It's Chazal is saying the Torah was Machayim, the Torah called you a Mazik Kasha Zaman. You're Chayim Kasha Zaman. The Ritva says it's true that if they actually execute the din and they pull the money out, you're Chayim for a different reason. You're Chayim because of Garmi. But let's say they didn't pull the money out. So then the Ritva says you're still Chayim because that's the din of Kasha Zaman. So there are two kinds of Edim Zaymimin when it comes to Mammon. There's before any money was collected, and there's after any money was collected. So the Ritva is very, very clear over here. Before the money was collected, that is Edim Zaymimin that are paying because they are Kasher Zaman. That's what Torah said. After they have to pay, Garmi. Our Bali Yatosva said, and therefore the Ritva, when he learns the sugya in Makos, fits perfectly because he's talking about Ein Zaymin before they were Motzi Mammon. Very possibly, when the Ritva learns the Ein Zaymin in Bava Kamma, so it's hard to say. Maybe he's talking about the Ein Zaymin that was Motzi Mammon. Or maybe, and therefore, he's a Mazik B'Toyvus Garmi. Or maybe, as Eli said, an Ein Zaymin is an Ein Zaymin. Chayiv is Chayiv. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Kasha Zamam. The Sugi goes on to say, Kasha Zamam is like a Maisa. Hard to know. Alright? So again, we're pointing out in the Ritva. Question. Our question is, Rav Chiya, why did you include Ein Zaymin as a Mazik? So, the Ritva could easily say it's the Ein Zaymin that was actually Motzi Mammon and your Chayiv B'Toyvus Garmi. Alright? It's possible. I would think not so, because he wouldn't call it an Ein Zaymin. He lists Ein Zaymin because he wants to tell the name of Ein Zaymin. So Ritva holds that even the Ein Zaymin who is paying Kenasa, even though no money was taken, Mami Miyad Bailov, Shelo Yosa Masa. Nevertheless, Rav Chiya calls him a Masa. The Bali of Taisu say can't be. He can't be a Masa if no one is it. No, what's Ezra Adover? And that's why the Bali of Tosfos. Now let's look at the Bali of Tosfos for a moment. The Bali of Tosfos say that the Ein Zaymin, we're going to ask the same kasha to the Bali of Tosfos now. The Bali of Tosfos say the Ein Zaymin pays even after money is collected. What's the din of the Ein Zaymin before the money was collected? Chayav Potter. Same case. You'd say Chayav, right? Look, this is the din, no? Edom Zayman. When Rav Chiya, according to Bali of Tosfos, according to Rav Chiya, is he a Mazik? Look, or not? Why do you say Barrow? Why do you say sure? And? And from their answer to their question, you have to say that. Right? They don't turn around and say, like their Ritva seems to say, Afal Pikein. They say, no. Then we're talking about when money was exacted. So L'chayram, there's a machlekes between the Bali Tais and the Ritva. Again, how do we start? We start, Chiya said that Edom Zaymin is a Mazik. We raise the Kasha, Edom Zaymin and Mazik. They're terrible people, they're Rishon. But one thing you can't call them is a Mazik. Why? Kasha Zom le Kasha Rosa. Two answers. Right? Ritva's answer is, even though we say kasher samam loy kasher osa, and even though they will not be paying b'toyras eid zaymeh, even though they will be paying, even though they will be paying, if before the money was exacted, they'll be paying after because of Garmi, they are called Mazikim. Why are they called Mazikim? According to the Bali Atosvis, they're only called Mazikim in the event that the Bezin actually took money out. Alright? So now we want to zero in on this issue. We're going to zero in on this Nakuda. Alright? What's the situation? Reuven and Shimon came to Beis Din. They said Levi beat up Zvulun's car. They get through all of the Drisha Chakir. That's not so much when it comes to Mamonis. Beis Din Paskins. Okay, now Adam come in and say Imanu Isim. Reuven and Shimon are chayiv now to pay. The Ritva says that's what Rebbe Chiya was talking about. And the Baal Tosh is saying no. They have to pay, but then I call Mazikim. Correct? Am I right? But I also say that he was talking about the other case where the Adam Zemim came in 20 minutes later after the Bezin already collected the money. But go back to the case where they are Adam Zemim, it's Kasher Zomam, Imanuwa Yisem, Bezin Paskin, Bezin was not Moisi Maman yet. Less man to Pollock, they're paying. That's the Pasuk Chumash. Rav Chiya says, according to Bali Atosvis, al zeh lo ne'emar mazik. That's what Atosvis says. On that, probably would be safe to say, they're not going to pay me'idus. Probably. And the Ritva says, al zeh ne'emar, do oka, that's Edom. That's Edom's argument. What's the machlekes now? What are they arguing about? How can you be called a mazik if you weren't Moitzi Momen? So the Bali Tosfos, we send the Bali Tosfos. Not called Momen. Nobody suffered over here.
Could be the Shita Durashko.
The what?
Could do with Shita Durashko.
The what?
That it's not about losing money. Maybe damage is another form of hazard where it's not about dead value going up or down, that little tiny card.
Oh.
And then Tosafot, yeah,
it's not the same thing, but it piggybacks at Nakuda. The Nezek's not about losing money. Time would say it's about losing like property, so this is not losing property either. But you don't have to lose money for it to be Nezek.
Where is the Maisa Hezek over here? What was done over here? There has to be some Maisa Hezek, no? Even by the Rajva, something happened. That the Maisa Hezek did not cause a loss in value. But there was a Maisa Hezek. Where's the Maisa Hezek over here?
I mean, that's a question sitting in general.
No, yeah.
And that we discussed the morning Seder.
Yeah, so L'chor, you have to say something along those lines. Either you have to say that the Edom coming in is considered to be a Masa Hezek. That's what the Gemara means later on. Haterach Shiva L'Masa. What do you mean turn it into a Masa? It's just Dibur. The Torah called it a Masa. Kasher Zamam La'asois. They were planning a masa. So once it's called a masa, what does it mean that it's called a masa? Where's the masa? Where's the Maisa Hezek over here? No?
I don't know if it's related, but why can't we say from another end that the masa is the fact that the person they're trying to victimize now has to come to court, and then you could also call it Shever and call it Boshek as the testifying against them in front of the
Beit Din. It could be. It could be that there is. That's what it could be. It could be. Lanias daiti. Lanias daiti. Whenever the Torah gives a knas, the knas is representative of some monetary payment that does not rise the bar of monetary payments. The mashal, kefil is the best example. Kefil, I think it's the ritva in Meruba. Kefil means I stole something from you. Right? So why am I paying double? So kefil, the pshat is that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants me to feel the loss that I caused you. Right? But I stole something from you, so you were missing the object. That's now you're made whole, you have the object back. But when I stole something from you, I also, there's another hezek. What's the hezek? Hezek of being violated. The people have a burglar in their home, which never happened to anybody. They misspoke to a person in a burglar home. So the loss of money is often secondary to the feeling of being vulnerable and being violated and being unsafe, to have somebody go through the whole property. You often hear these lashonas. But you know what? The bracelet I can replace. Right? He took a laptop, he took a television. I plan to get rid of it anyways. Baruch Hashem. Right? But the idea of a guy going through my house, the idea of that I'm not safe in my own house. So there is another form of a hezek. So that hezek does not rise to the bar of collection in halacha. In America, he can sue for anything, right? In America, he probably could sue for that. But in halacha, no, I'm sorry, he can't exact payment. But the Torah says it doesn't rise to the bar, but there is a hezek over here. That's what kefil might be. A few rise to this. So it's the same thing is true by Kasher Zama, right? Everybody thinks that I did a hit and run. I'm Levi. So I've been in Beis Din, right? I have two guys testifying that in the middle of the night, I banged up someone's guy and have the decency of leaving a note, of telling you, right? It's in the court order, it's in the court proceedings. So there is a loss that Zvulun, that Levi is suffering, even before any money is taken, and even if no money was taken. So there is compensation for that. And the compensation is gewaldig, because then the Edom Zayman end up paying money, and the Levi gets to give a kiddush. We're saying on Reuben and Shimon's tab, right? And they asked him what happened. He said, "No, just Kadosh Baruch Hu helped me out. He sent in two guys. He said, 'You want to eat him?' Right? It could be a kiddush in honor of Yehuda and Yisachar, the two guys that came in at the right time, right place. Anybody wants to do, right?" So there could be that so when the Torah says Hechshiva Lamasa, the Torah is saying in Alpi Hilchas Mominus, it's not something you can sue in court. When it comes to Edom Zimmerman, so Kadosh Baruch, if a guy comes into the court and lies through his teeth and he becomes an Edom Mukhash, no, so that becomes known Edom Mukhash. But over here, the Beis Din already paskin, or came close to paskining. Over here, the only thing which saved the situation, two guys that didn't want to eat them. So over here, there is a form of a hezek. That's a chshiva l'maaseh. In this case, the Torah says it's not a mice hezek and call it Torah kula. You cannot go to Beis Din and mitoiveya the insult, the offense, but when it comes to Edom Zayman, you can. So this catapulted over what is usually not considered a ma'aseh. So now we understand why it could be called mamayin as well. Once the Torah says that this is a chshiva l'maaseh, so the Torah is saying this goes against the definition of kanas and mamon. Normally, kanas will mean that I'm being paid for something that does not represent the loss, it's not compensation. Or it's a set amount for every situation, so it could not be compensation. Over here, the Torah says, Kasher Zomam, Einim Zomim is different. And how does the Torah point this out? Kasher Zomam, but like Kasher Rasa. We're not talking about the din of garmi that can happen. We're not talking about the chiyav misa. We're talking about that, call it, I don't want to get too dramatic, but a form of defamation. It could be. I don't want to limit it to that. But the point is that you can that the three issues that we raised are one. Rebbe Chiya says, because the Torah calls Adam Zayman Amasa, what's Pshat is called, it's not Amasa, it's Dibur. The Torah says Adam Zayman is different. The Torah says, I'm going to be calling it Legabe what? Legabe, that over here the Torah is Machayev Ekenas, Machayev Ekenas Momen, but Machayev Momen for something which we would not otherwise be Machayev. Now there's a Machloikis. Does that mean Nishar Kiknas? We'd say it's like the Kenas, it stays a Kenas. The Torah says a Kenas and you have to pay it. The Torah says it's still not rising within a Momen. Or the Torah say, no. Once the Torah called it a Maisa, then it's called Momen. No, once it's called, once you understand that the Torah said this Maisa Hezek does not normally, not even called a Maisa usually. Here the Torah called it a Maisa. Here the Torah was mash of something that otherwise was under the radar. So then you could say, then Rav Chiya could say, this is, even if I end up paying for something that I was not obligated to pay, it can still be called a listed there with the other kenosis and masa. Again, nothing, these are all machloikas, right? Whether it's a moment or kenos. But you can understand why it could be called moment. There is a mahalach that many of the rashivas have, many of the great svarim have. I think Rochanan Wasserman suggests this. Rochanan Wasserman says that the reason why it's called a hezek, that is what the Torah was mechadish when the Torah said kasher zomam. What was kasher zomam? Kasher zomam was to be moitzi momen. Kasher zomam means that we're going to impose upon the Edom Zomim exactly what they wanted to be moitzi. So if the Edom Zomim would have been successful, if there would have not been an Imanu or Yisem, then the Bezin would have been Moitzi Momen, not Knas, they would be Moitzi Momen from Levi. Levi did a Mais Hezek. So since they wanted to be Moitzi Momen, you can only do Kasher Zomam if you are Moitzi Mani B'Torah Momen from Reuben and Shimon. So you can't apply Moitzi B'Knas Potter according to this, because that means you're not doing Kasher Zomam. That's how Rav Chanan and many of the Sfarim have the answer to the second question of how it can be called Mamon. Good. So again, so what have we accomplished? We explained how Rav Chiya's listing of Eid Zoymim opens up a few ideas Lagabi Eid Zoymim. Right? We identified those three ideas that the Gemara points out: Maisa, Mamon, Knas, and Chiyuv Tashlumen Koidem She Nischayev. Alright? Then we said that our main focus is really on the very first one, because we don't know why it's called a Mazik. We pointed out there were two groups of Rishonim. The Ritva, the most well spelled out for us, is the Ritva, where he says, until the money is exacted, it is Adam Zaymimin, but it's called Mamayna. And after the money's been paid, we do apply kasher zomam to kasher asa, but he gets nailed by garmi. Alright? Bali Taisus will say we don't apply kasher zomam to kasher asa, but each one l'shitasai of whether they say ain't no intervention in it. Good? then we explain that the kashas we have are how could we be mechayev? How can you call him mazik when he wasn't mazik? How can you call it moment according to one shita? We could probably answer all of these with Rav Elchanan's approach. Rav Elchanan says that's part of kasher zomam, that it's mamish ki'ilu, you have to do exactly what you imposed upon them. So you wanted to impose the exaction of the extraction of payment. So we are going to call it mamim legavi. We're going to call you a mazik. You wanted to label Levi a mazik. We're going to label you a mazik. It's all part of kasher zomam. Exactly why is it called the mas? I'm not sure. Other thing I'm suggesting is another approach is that Eidim Zoymen are paying for some kind of essay. I want to go one step deeper. So you look at the Me'iri, we explained this yesterday, but if you didn't see it inside, fascinating Me'iri. Me'iri says, I had both faced before. The Meir is explaining the din of kasher zomam and kasher rasa. Here it is. Ubikol mokim nirali she'ein atam ela mishum zilusa de beidina. There's a fascinating interpretation of the Ramban in Perush HaChumash. Ramban says, the reason that we say Kasher Zomam Le Kasher Asa is because whatever the Bezin is done, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to happen. So if the Bezin actually killed him, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that's what's supposed to happen. The Bezin does not make mistakes. So then it's no longer Kasher Asa. But the Me'iri says, Pung for care. Me'iri is like a rationalist. Pung for care. Me'iri says, then look what happened over here. Two guys manipulated the entire court system. They made it through. The two ate him. They sat, they plotted, they planned, they practiced, right? They got their act together. They came into Bezin. Bezin carefully cross-examined them, backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards. Could be Misa, could be Sheva Chakiva, Sheva Drishas. They made it through. They made it through the end. The Dayan was duped. The Dayan Paskin. Even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not have sent in the Imanu Yisim guys, Bezin would have had a terrible, terrible stain on their record, and that's the Yonim and the Bezin itself. Me'iri says, "In a time when Hashem is ilusu the Medina, shelo yisparseim sheimichshol ze yoytzim mitachas yodam liyoytzim nerag b'shakrus v'ashemim sivurim." She said, "Irulam, what's going to happen? The word will get out." Bezin made a terrible mistake, so once it happens, they'll say that they were sloppy dayanim. They didn't do a good rishon chakira. They couldn't figure this out. How are you talking? Once that gets out, as we all know, Mamash is very contemporary. Many people are afraid to go to Batei Dinim because there was some sloppy Batei Dinim. Right? So once the word is out, undermines the whole system. So he said, that's what the Rebbe was afraid of when it comes to Eidim Zoymen. They made it to him in the end. That means that Bezin is holding now by issuing an incorrect psak. But they got through. They did get through. The issue is not that we're not focused on what happens afterward. The severity of the punishment, kasher zomam le kasher asa, is because they got to the point where Bezin passed. That's when the Eidim Zoymen, that's when their Dibur becomes a Maaseh. because they were plotted and they planned, they worked very hard. But what Kadosh Baruch Hu was nailing them for is for manipulating the Beis Din, for undermining the Beis Din. So l'chaira you could develop two mahalchim in the whole sugya. Could develop that they, based on kasher, on the kasher also, you could do two opposite approaches. What's the essence of the din of kasher zomam? Is the essence of the din that the real oynesh over here is because of the undermining of Beis Din? Or is the essence of the din that when you go down this road, so even without exacting punishment from the nitva, you've inflicted the tremendous pain on it? What's the hechshiva l'maaseh? Is the chshiva l'maaseh that the mice over here is a mice as elusive to Beis Din? Or is the chshiva l'maaseh that that which is under the radar, which you don't get punished for usually, you're getting punished for it this time? If you say you're really getting punished because of the zilus of the Beis Din, so then you're not really a mazik. Right? And then you have to explain. You have to explain, like the Baal HaTosfos explained, that you only have to pay if you actually exact money. But if you look at it as hechshiva l'maaseh means that you were considered to be, have done a terrible act of damage, which in other contexts would be lashon hara. In other contexts would be libel, but in this context, it pays them. So then it becomes hechshiva l'maisa, and it's a maisa at kekach, that maybe it's even called mamon, and it's a maisa even the extent that maybe even called the maisa hezek l'gabei b'chi. All right? So now, please, in the course of, you have Wednesday afternoon, but there's no college. Then you have all day Thursday, except for when you have a family event. Right? Then you have Erev Shabbos. Then you have Mamash Shabbos. There's no shir on Sunday. Why not? Because we in Toronto, right? There's no shir on Sunday. So please, Chazer, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey. Tomorrow, Rashi Tosfos. Straight. You can do it four times. We'll sign up with Haremna. But you can't do it four times. So that way, when we do one more blot together, and then we'll be able to be ma'ayin the tachlis ha'iyan on the issues of Eishman Adin, on the Chakira, on the Chiyuv Shmira, on the Riff and the Rashi. Okay? Shkaya. Still make the...